Guatemalans are heading into Sunday's presidential elections in an atmosphere of high tension. Violent crime, both common and political, has soared in recent weeks as former dictator Efraín Ríos Montt makes a bid for high office. Human rights activists, diplomats, and journalists say forces linked to the government are behind much of the chaos. NPR's Jerry Hatton reports from Guatemala.
According to the Guatemalan police, violent crime has more than doubled in recent months. Tens of thousands of citizens have been wounded in attacks. Just days before Sunday's vote, in an outdoor produce market in the Mayan town of Comalapa in central Guatemala, several hundred Mayan Indians listened to wealthy landowner and presidential frontrunner Oscar Berger promise to get a handle on the wave of crime.
We have to invest hundreds of millions of dollars to improve security, the cops, in prisons, in courts. We need to spend more money to have justice.
The former Guatemala City mayor and candidate of the rich elite hardly seems to convince his destitute audience. A 33-year-old Indian woman named Idalia watches cynically. She says she doesn't believe in any candidate.
There's a lot of crime, but the authorities don't do anything. The cops don't take care of the people. Even if the politicians say they'll take care of crime, when they get to government, they don't do anything. We can't live happily here.
Guatemala suffered through a 33-year-long civil war that ended in a peace deal in 1996. Part of the plan was to clean up the corrupt and underfunded police, but it's never happened. As national elections have drawn near, so-called shadow groups supporting various political parties have been freely sowing chaos in an attempt to scare rivals away from the polls. Frank Larue is a leading human rights activist in Guatemala City. He says in recent weeks his colleagues, along with politicos challenging candidate Ríos Montt and his ruling Republican Front, have become the targets.
We have the 21 murders that have occurred of political activists. One of them was shot when they were finishing their meeting, their political meeting.
General Ríos Montt, now 77 years old, took power in a coup in 1982 and ruled during the bloodiest months of Guatemala's armed conflict, in which mostly Mayan guerrillas fought the ruling elite for land and political power. He was deposed in 1983 but has remained a powerful political force, today as head of Congress. His influence has been enough to successfully defy a constitutional ban on former coup leaders running for president. At a recent campaign event, Ríos Montt rallied his supporters with his call for a government that represents the people. The general denies any wrongdoing, both in the 1980s and today. But Guatemalans from around the country are complaining that the Republican Front is coercing people into supporting Ríos Montt at the polls. Here in the capital, rumors abound that youth gangs hired by the Republican Front will take to the streets this weekend to intimidate the populist Ríos Montt's middle-class opponents. The party denies the charge, but one gang leader, now in hiding, shows five recently healed bullet scars in his torso. He says he received after refusing to work as an FRG thug on election day.
They offered me money to join. I said I'd rather not, that I didn't want any more trouble. They said, if you refuse, we'll kill you. I walked away and was climbing on the bus when I felt the bullets hitting me.
Some observers warn against laying all the blame for recent violence at the ruling Republican Front's feet. Guatemalan reporter Marielos Monzon says corruption, drug money, and impunity have contaminated all political parties.
So that's the way things happen in Guatemala. Nobody is free to say, oh, I am the good guy, and they're the bad one.
Monzon and her young children have been repeatedly threatened with death as she investigates state human rights violations. This week, thousands of domestic and foreign election observers are arriving in Guatemala. Guatemalans hope their presence will dissuade those who would resort to more violence at the Sunday polls. Jerry Hatton, NPR News, Guatemala City.
Photographs from the Guatemalan presidential campaign are at npr.org.